From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S.-Africa summit is underway in Washington, and European leaders mark the outbreak of World War I. I'm Frances Alonso reporting from Washington. Events surrounding the summit between U.S. President Barack Obama and some 50 African heads of state are underway in Washington. At a forum on African civil society today, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry urged participants to push for democracy and individual rights in their countries. He said the U.S. believes when people can trust their government, a society is more prosperous and stable and less likely to descend into violence and extremism.
But fighting corruption lifts more than a country's balance sheet. Transparency and accountability attract greater investment. Transparency and accountability create a more competitive marketplace, one where ideas and products are judged by the market and by their merits, and not by a backroom deal or a bribe.
Meanwhile, President Obama is to address a U.S.-Africa business forum on Tuesday, and on Wednesday he'll take part in sessions focused on economic growth, regional security, and good governance. The U.S. is set to unveil nearly $1 billion in business deals, more funding for peacekeeping, and billions of dollars for food and power programs during the three-day summit. Israel's seven-hour limited ceasefire in Gaza has ended, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to continue the campaign against Hamas militants despite growing world demands for a lasting truce. The Israeli leader said today that the country's military forces were nearing the end of their effort to destroy tunnels that Hamas has used to store weapons and sneak into Israel. But he said Israel's 28-day campaign to demilitarize Gaza and end Hamas rocket launches on the Jewish state would only end when there was a prolonged period of quiet and security for Israeli citizens. The death toll from the Ebola outbreak in West Africa has jumped to nearly 900, with dozens of new fatalities reported in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. The World Health Organization released a new figure today as authorities in Nigeria reported the country's second confirmed case of Ebola, a doctor who treated the first patient, who died July 25th in Lagos. The WHO says the total number of cases across four West African countries stands at 1,603, including 887 people who have died. Former foes have gathered in the Belgium city of Liège to mark the 100th anniversary of the start of World War I, one of the grimmest episodes of Europe's history that laid the groundwork of the Second World War. Lisa Bryant has details.
The ceremony in Liège gathered heads of state and royalty from across Europe who paid homage to the nearly 17 million soldiers and civilians who died during World War I. They placed white roses on a wreath at the Allied Memorial. On August 1, 1914, Germany invaded neutral Belgium to gain access to France. Britain declared war on Germany the same day, unleashing 4 years of bloodshed that would forever mark Europe. Many, like King Philip of Belgium, applied lessons of the Great War to events today. King Philip said the anniversary was a time to reflect on the responsibility of leaders to preserve peace and bring unity. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Thousands of Chinese rescue workers are scrambling to find survivors of a powerful earthquake that struck southwestern Yunnan province Sunday, killing nearly 400 people. Police and firefighters and soldiers are battling heavy rains as they dig through the rubble of thousands of buildings that collapsed in the quake. The more than 1,800 people have been injured and many more are still missing. The official Xinhua news agency says the quake destroyed 80,000 homes and damaged another 124,000. In addition to the deployment, about 18,000 rescue workers. Beijing is also sending tents, water, and food and other needed supplies to the region. The Chinese state broadcaster CCTV said the earthquake was the strongest to hit Yunnan in 14 years. Authorities in Bangladesh say an overloaded ferry carrying at least 200 passengers has sunk in central Bangladesh. Police say about 100 passengers have been rescued since the boat sank. Officials said few details are known about the cause of that sinking. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.